Jessica, thank you for joining us again for another edition of Alamogordo Now. We're starting off with the Otero County Commission discussing a resolution to open businesses at 100%. Can you kind of give us an understanding of what's really happening with this?
Sure. So something to keep in mind are that resolutions are statements. They don't carry any weight of law. But Otero County Commission, in its April 8th meeting, will look at this resolution, which was proposed by Vice Chair Commissioner Coy Griffin. And it basically states that, all things being told, the public health orders are in violation of state and U.S. constitutions, and that Otero County public and business owners and local government have the right to reopen, offering full access to everyone. And that means that basically the resolution says that anyone who wishes can ignore the health orders that are in place at the moment. Now, there will be discussion about this resolution before it's approved. It is one of a number of different measures that Mr. Griffin has introduced for discussion at the April 8th meeting.
Okay, moving on to news of how leaders in Alamogordo and Otero County are reacting to state lawmakers in New Mexico passing legislation to legalize the recreational use of cannabis for adults 21 and older. What are they saying?
Local leaders are looking at this in a variety of different ways. One, as it pertains to the economy. This particular move was a result of the state trying to figure out a way to expand and diversify the economy, so growing and the sale of legalized cannabis is that way. Now, for example, Tula Rosa Mayor Margaret Trujillo said she was happy that this bill was passed in the legislature. She said it's one of those things that allows employers and employees throughout the state to have more variety, more options. And, you know, our part of the state isn't unfamiliar with portions of this industry. There is a hemp farm in Otero County. Leaders there say that this was a monumental, and I quote that, a monumental piece of legislation. That hemp part is called Ultra Health. They've been waiting for this for a while. I think that they are viewing it as an opportunity to expand business as well.
Okay, moving on now to the movies. Allen Theaters, the company operates multiple theaters in New Mexico. They say they are making plans to reopen at many locations where it is allowed. What can you tell us about this?
Correct. So for those who want up-to-date information, you should go to Facebook and visit Allen Theater's Facebook page. But for now, what we know is that as more counties are moving into the green, into the turquoise level, Allen Theaters is making plans to reopen many of their sites. For example, in Carlsbad and Rio Doso, we're expecting them to reopen on April 23rd. That's granted that we keep our green status. In Otero County, there hadn't been a date set yet, but with the upcoming release of new data for each of the counties, we expect that as Otero County's infection rates drop, that date will firm up. So for those movie lovers who have been missing it over the last year, stay tuned. You might be seeing the big screen go live again.
Okay, thanks for the update this week, Jessica. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.